The sandals of peace.
Many of us remember Brother Dan Morehouse. Brother Dan Morehouse is noted for his use of illustrations. Now, I want to illustrate one of Brother Morehouse's illustrations with these three cups. And one of these is going to represent doctrine. And the other one, character development, and the third, witnessing. Now, which is the most important? Well, Brother Morehouse brought to our attention this illustration of a three-legged stool. And so, let's see which one is the most important. What happens if we remove one of these, the table, the stool falls? Now, our subject, the whole armor of God, involves doctrine, character development, and witnessing. Now, down through the gospel age, it was not necessary for the Christian soldier to have on the entire armor of God. But it is very necessary in the evil age, the time in which we're living, to have on the whole armor of God. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in our theme text in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Now, why are we in the evil day? Why is there such a time of trouble such as never was before? In Daniel 12:1, which I believe has already been referred to, Michael has stood up. And when you stand up, you're ready for action. Our Lord has entered into the strong man's house. The strong man is the god of the second evil world by usurpation. And this present evil world started at number one on the chart. Let us remember the importance of those numbers 1 through 11 on the chart of the ages, as you will find in the divine plan of the ages. They are meaningful. They are important. The present evil world then began at number one at the time of the flood. The present evil world will fully end at number 10. That is the time that divine intervention will stop the evil, the trouble in the earth. Now, how do we know that this evil world or this evil time that Paul speaks of began in 1874? Well, that was the time that the judgment day began. Know ye not that the saints shall judge angels? Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world? This thousand-year judgment day is divided into two parts. We are in this first part of this evil day. And the second part of this judgment day will be a time in which righteousness will begin to prevail, and gradually evil and evildoers will be destroyed and eliminated. But this judgment day of the Lord is 1,000 years. And so it's during this first part that the Christian soldier needs the whole armor of God. From the head unto the feet, we need all of the armor. From the helmet to the sandals of peace. And our portion is on the sandals of peace. Now, you notice that we gathered together several scriptures on this subject, because you know and I know that in the short time we have, we could not completely cover this subject. And so we're leaving those scriptures mostly for your consideration. Now, I want all of you at the moment to look down at your feet. All of you look down at your feet. What do you have on? Did you come to this convention with the sandals of peace? Now, sometimes we get a scuff on our shoes, or we get mud on our shoes. If you have a scuff on your shoe, what do? You use polish. And so if any man sin We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and we can remove that scuff. And we keep our robes clean. What happens when we get mud or dirt on our shoes? What do we do? If we get mud on our shoes, we have to use water. And water is a symbol of the truth. And so when we get our sandals dirty, we need to search the scriptures. The truth will sanctify. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 9, our Lord gave one of the Beatitudes. Now, the Beatitudes are primarily for the consecrated. But some of them can have an additional thought for the world in due time. Now, blessed are the peacemakers, the fully consecrated, for they shall be called the children of God. Who has this privilege of having the sandals of peace? It's the consecrated. The sandals of peace are not for the world, but they're for you and me who have made a covenant with God by sacrifice. We are the children of God. The Father of His own will has begotten us with the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. And so we must keep on these sandals of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Who is at peace with God? We've already had Romans 5:1 brought to our attention several times today. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Who is at peace with God? And where is this shown on the chart of the ages? On the chart of the ages, plain M shows that one is at peace with God. When one is in the court or on plain N, he has only a measure of peace with God. He has only a measure of grace with God. He has not yet been justified by God's grace, by the blood of Jesus. And so, therefore, those on plain N, those represented in the court, could not receive the grace of God in vain and full, because they don't have the full grace of God. It is only those who have made this consecration with the Heavenly Father, a covenant by sacrifice, that have the merit of Christ imputed, not applied, but imputed. And when this merit is imputed, then we are at peace with God. And great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall stumble them. Do we have this peace with God? Remember that we are not justified by faith until we have made this acceptable consecration. Now, those on plain in who have a measure of God's grace could receive that measure in vain, but they would not go into the second death. Why? Because they're not yet justified to life. They have not yet had the merit of Christ imputed to them. Now, if one of these on plain in having this privilege of a measure of peace with God, a measure of the privilege of prayer and so forth, and then if he should come to the point that he's invited to the high calling and refuses to go on and consecrate, he would only receive that measure of God's grace in vain. But it's those who have made this full acceptable consecration who are on trial for life or death, and then if they should misuse that justification, if they receive God's grace in vain, it would mean the second death. We note that peace is one of the elements of the fruit of the Spirit. And, of course, the fruit of the Spirit is summed up by the word love. Let us note that James tells us in chapter 3, verse 17, that the heavenly wisdom is first pure, then peaceable. Now, so far as possible, we are to live peaceably with all men. But it's not always possible. We have no sympathy with those who operate in darkness, with those who are hypocrites, with those who walk disorderly, with those who teach vain babblings. We cannot be at peace with these because we're to reprove the sin and hopefully that the sinner can be recovered. So this is brought to our attention in Romans 12:18, that if possible, we are to live peaceably with all men. But again, we emphasize that even though we would like to at the present time, it's not completely possible to do so. We are exhorted to make straight paths for our feet. You know, it's so easy to deviate from this straight path, this straight and narrow way. And some will deviate to the right or to the left. Well, Paul exhorts us to make straight paths for our feet. Now, of course, with sandals on, there's the opportunity of walking. And so we have many scriptures dealing with our walk, how we should walk. And some of these have already been presented. One, I believe, that was presented was, we're to walk circumspectly. If it hasn't been presented, it's brought to our attention by Paul in Ephesians 5:15. To look all around us, to watch where we are walking. And we're also exhorted by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4:12 to walk honestly. And Ephesians 4:1 to walk worthily. Walk worthily of this vocation. We're to walk in love. We're to walk in wisdom. We're to walk by faith. And we're to walk as children of the light. How important it is for us to be an example, not only to believers, but to those in the world. And the light will reprove the darkness. The darkness in this world is becoming more manifest each day. Sometimes I hesitate to go to the bank, for instance, and to note the way that some of the tellers dress, or lack of dress, I should say. You know, we have a drive-in, and I can drive through and I don't have to look at them. Well, I think we've emphasized the point of why that the Christian soldier needs on this whole armor of God. Because we have no sympathy with the sin and the immoral conditions in the world today. And therefore, you see, as we've already pointed out, there are times that we cannot live peaceably with those who are walking in darkness. When we're children of the light, and the light will soon be taken out of this evil world. We pray for that time, don't we? We pray for the time when the little flock will be complete. You know, when the little flock is complete, it's going to be very dark. It's going to be total anarchy. And when the salt is taken out, ye are the salt of the earth, it's going to be even more corrupt than it is today. But remember, our subject is on this evil day that we need the whole armor of God, from the helmet down to the sandals of peace. And we have to see to it that this that our heads do not swell, because if they do, the helmet will not fit. And we have to see to it that we also keep on the sandals of peace, and thus will be safe in this evil day. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 2:16 that we're to shun profane and vain babblings. And these will increase into more ungodliness. I also wanted to emphasize about the evil in this time in which we're living and why there is so much evil. You know, we've seen that the judgment day began with our Lord's return. And the saints are now judging the fallen angels, not the holy angels, but the angels who kept not their first estate. And remember in Jude 6, the apostle tells us that these angels who kept not their first estate were reserved in chains of darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And now that we're in the judgment day, they're granted more liberty. You see, they didn't have the liberty to materialize up until the beginning of the judgment day. But now, instead of materializing, even though there have been reports that some have, they are taking control of the minds of many people. And almost daily on the news, locally and sometimes nationally, we hear about these murders and these crimes being committed. You know, on the college campuses, for example, and just all over, we note these things that are happening in the earth. Well, why? The fallen angels are being judged now. Most of the saints are beyond the veil. The few of us on this side are aware of these evil activities. And so when all of the saints are beyond the veil, during that time from the completion of the church, the marriage, until the trouble is stopped at number 10, the final verdict will be rendered upon these fallen angels. And so they are responsible, as Paul tells us, for the evil activities in the earth. And therefore, since we are aware of this, we need this whole armor of God, because we're no match for them. Now, furthermore, the adversary has begun to be bound, but in his binding, he is resisting, and therefore, it's causing more trouble than it was before our Lord entered into his house. So for all of these reasons, we need on the whole armor of God. And I'm a very strong believer in keeping on time. And our time is up, and we trust that we will continue to think on these scriptures on the handout and to keep on the sandals of peace.